CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Mankaa Ambi. First, the main points. The government of Cameroon recommits itself to the welfare of children by putting in place protection tools that can take care of them during holidays. This was the focus of discussions during the cabinet meeting of the month of May, chaired by Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Jeankuté. Stakeholders involved in the production of cocoa and coffee are exploiting new avenues for partnerships at the International Cocoa and Coffee Festival that is underway in Yaoundé. And in sports, 50 cyclists from 8 countries in Europe and Africa are poised to begin the first lap of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour following the kickoff this afternoon by the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Muelikumbi. Now the news bulletin.
CRTV News Bulletin with Kelly Aben. Different instruments put in place to ensure the protection of children and that they are functioning at an optimal level as the youngsters go on the third term holiday are being scrutinized at the May cabinet meeting in Yaoundé. The session on government's strategy to protect children and provide decent leisure activities for them was presided at by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Jeankuté. Cocoa and coffee farmers, as well as investors from different parts of Africa, are sharing best practices that can boost the production of the two cash crops. These discussions are taking place in Yaoundé at the International Coffee and Cocoa Festival that opened yesterday, an initiative of the Cocoa and Coffee Interprofessional Council. The three-day event is placed under the patronage of the Ministry of Trade. The seventh edition of the African Competitive Intelligence Day has opened in Yaoundé with experts from 38 African countries availing public and private sector stakeholders with the latest advancement in artificial intelligence and to discover how technology can help enhance their performances, holding under the theme, the contribution of AI to the performance of African public and private actors. The two-day event is organized by the African Center for Competitive Intelligence in collaboration with Cameroon's Investment Promotion Agency and the National Institute of Statistics under the supervisory authority of the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications. Some military engineers who died in the line of duty have been honored with a memorial erected in their honor, which memorial was inaugurated today. A burial ceremony of material relics of the fallen soldiers has taken place at the new command post of the Military Engineering Corps in Yaoundé, chaired by the director of that unit, Colonel Jackson Kamgeng. The ceremony took place on high instructions from the head of state, brought together senior military officials, retired military engineers, as well as family members of the fallen soldiers. On to news in perspective, a series of activities to sensitize the public on the dangers of consuming tobacco and its related products are being organized by the Prevention Support in Addictology at the Yaoundé Central Hospital. This is in a build-up to this year's World No Tobacco Day to be observed tomorrow, May the 31st, under the theme Protecting Children from Tobacco Industry Interference. And in sports, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Muelikumbi, will in some minutes preside over the opening ceremony of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour in Maroua. The over 50 cyclists from 8 countries will be presented to the public at the Maroua Grandstand in the course of the ceremony. The first lap of the race will take place tomorrow, the Maroua stretch, which will cover the distance of 131 kilometers. And in more sports news, 147 medals have been awarded to some meritorious athletes who took part in the 24th edition of the University Games today, to include 49 gold, 49 silver, and 49 bronze. The University of Yaoundé Tsouswa continues to top the medal table with 27 medals, followed by the University Institute of the Gulf of Guinea. The Sianto University Institute is on the third spot with 8 gold medals, 6 silver, 6 bronze, making it a total of 19. That ends CRTV News Bulletin with Kelly Eben. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Mankaa Ambi.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
A special edition of the magazine Jeune Afrique Economie, focusing exclusively on Cameroon and its illustrious president, Paul Biya, is now available. The 475-page bilingual publication provides readers with insights into President Paul Biya's 40-year leadership and legacy. Bertrand Somba reviewed the richly illustrated magazine and now gives us the major highlights.
The special edition of Blaise Pascal Talas magazine, spanning four decades of relentless work, highlights President Paul Biya's unwavering dedication to advancing Cameroon's socio-economic, cultural, and political development. Summarized in 475 pages, the 428th issue of the publication traced the unique legacy and leadership of the seasoned politician Paul Biya has been throughout his reign. As a solemn commitment before the people, President Paul Biya appears with a raised hand and a radiant smile on the front cover that, to Blaise Pascal Talas, reveals the serenity and determination that characterized him in his management of public affairs. The presidencies of Paul Biya, as the publisher calls them in his editorial, are a revelation of how the president of the republic built Cameroon. The rich contents of the special issue is a whole program that paints a portrait of the architect of national sentiment and his political endeavors as reflected in Africa and the international scene. The cover page unveils the key points of the history of the multifaceted man, which Cameroonians can read in its entirety in the well-illustrated color publication already available in store.
Bertrand Osumba reporting. The Prime Minister, head of government, has enjoined cabinet members charged with the social protection of children to ensure that all protection instruments are put in place by the government are functioning at an optimal level as children across the country take their third term holiday. Joseph John Gute made the call today in Yaoundé while chairing the cabinet meeting for the month of May. The session was dedicated to the evaluation of protection measures in favor of children. Christian Chiatam reports from the Star Building.
A 2007 report of the National Institute of Statistics indicates that 27.9% of children, especially in rural areas of Cameroon, suffer child labor, with 4.4% of them engaged in dangerous work in agriculture, construction, and hawking. The third-term holiday will open avenues for more children to suffer violence and moral danger if protection measures are faulty. That is why the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gote, and Cabinet members took an in-depth look at protection measures during the Cabinet meeting for the month of May. The Minister of Labor and Social Security, Grégoire Obona, said conventions on the minimum age of work and on the eradication of child labor are well in place and active in Cameroon, an assertion which the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irène Nguené, confirmed.
We have, first of all, the mechanism toward the community. We had to mobilize the entire community on the protection of the child. We have mechanisms for the prevention of those children, mechanisms for child care, all these mechanisms to protect them, just to make sure that really we have the eye on the children.
The Minister of Social Affairs said the protection of the rights of children is a duty which concerns everyone.
We need to have coordination of all different initiatives because we have private initiatives, we have public initiatives. For us to have institutional response, for us to have appropriate response, intervention.
The Minister of State for Tourism and Leisure, Bello Buba Maigari, for his part, presented activities envisaged to occupy children in a healthy manner during the long holiday.
In the last organization of the government, the head of state, President Paul Biya, saw to it that our country engage in developing leisure activities, not only for our youth, but also for the general public, because the developing leisure activities is very important for the development of our country.
The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dzengute, called on the different ministers to ensure that protection mechanisms in Cameroon are functioning at an optimal level throughout the long holiday. Christian Che Adam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Cameroon government can today keep tabs on public savings and mitigate risk of dormant money accounts with the establishment of the Deposit and Consignment Fund. In the following analysis, Belinda Shaw looks back at the circumstances that led to the creation and the role of the Deposits and Consignment Fund, which stands out as a public entity serving the public and a lifetime investor.
Cameroonians still remember how in the 90s, many banks and financial institutions in the country went bankrupt and folded up completely without disbursing the savings of customers. Bearing in mind that incident, the quest for governments to assume full responsibility in managing and controlling the banking sector to mitigate such risks, such as dormant money account, led to the creation of a Deposits and Consignment Fund through a law promulgated on April 14, 2008. The institution saw the light of day finally at the close of a conference of officials of deposits funds from French-speaking African countries held in Yaoundé in November 2022. The Deposits and Consignment Fund will unlock wealth for development when banks and other financial institutions shut down because a fair chunk of government savings are lost here. Financial institutions, funds from national savings schemes, pension funds, insurance and other guarantee funds have their accounts domiciled in the Deposits and Consignment Fund. In the long term, the state savings institution will provide the money required to execute major second generation projects in the country.
Belinda Shaw reporting. There is an impressive presence of foreign delegations currently showcasing their products at the ongoing International Festival of Cocoa and Coffee that is underway in Yaoundé. Beyond promoting their products and sharing knowledge and some best practices, members of this delegation say the festival is an ideal opportunity for them to build new partnerships. George Mwa.
Out of 100 stands erected at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé Town Hall, 30 of them are occupied by foreign delegations, some of whom say they have been having a great time in Cameroon so far.
I'm Josephine Francis from Liberia, and a coffee producer. We're working with Accra Robusta Coffee and ITC. So it's good to be here to see Africa coming together.
A plethora of cocoa and coffee derivatives from different countries around the world are amongst the delicacies stealing the show at the festival village.
We produce chocolate bars, that's farmer to bar. Confaco is a cooperative which provides these cocoa beans to Fire Mountain for the transformation. We are exposing our chocolate bar today. Our bar is being produced in Italy.
Others, like the Ghanaian delegation, say they are here to show the world that Ghana also produces coffee.
I'm Benedicta Tamaklo, a coffee roaster from Ghana. We roast mainly Robusta from Ghana. So we are here to showcase Ghanaian coffee. Many people don't know Ghana produces coffee.
Beyond showcasing their products, they are also using the event as a platform to negotiate new partnerships.
We also want to network and learn from what our colleagues in the value chain in other countries like Cameroon, Ivory Coast, and Gabon and the rest are doing.
Though the festival wraps up this Friday, the delightful smell of cocoa and coffee products on display will leave indelible memories of Cameroon in their minds as they go back.
George Mwam reporting. With large production zones, the South region contributes to the ongoing national improvement of the cocoa sector. Nearly 40,000 tons of cocoa beans were sold last season, and the rise in the price of the cash crop is an additional motivating factor for producers. Clarence Azay reports from Ebulova.
The South region counts over 20,000 cocoa farmers spread across the four major production basins, which are Man, Vangan, Ovangfang, and Vanga. Eric Mvondo Ondua is the regional president of the National Association of Cocoa and coffee producers. All producers have the necessary farm inputs and equipment. They are happy because the government is standing by them for direct follow-up. Harvest in these production zones continue to increase year in, year out due to state subventions to farmers. The producer's desk ensures mass subsidiaries through the provision of good seedlings on time. All our cocoa producers in the region are currently treating their nurseries to improve cocoa yields. Over 40,000 tons of cocoa beans have been sold at record high prices during the just ended cocoa season in the south region. The price of cocoa now is 4,000 francs per kilogram. It really encourages farmers to increase and renew their plantations. I want to believe that we will go beyond 50,000 tons this year because all the producers are hands on deck. In a bid to enable more producers benefit from state support and boost production next season, the South Regional Bureau of the National Association of Cocoa and Coffee Producers is currently touring the four divisions of the South to enroll more members. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News in Obolova.
Elsewhere, cashew nut production has been identified as suitable to climate change adaptation and a potential economic crop in the far north region. This was the remark was made by the governor of the far north region, Mijia Bakari, while visiting some pilot projects in Bogo, where the member of the National Assembly, Amadou Sali, the traditional ruler of the locality, are exploiting extensive plantations of the cash crop. Sylvester Timking reports from Marwa.
Within the context of the diversification of cash crop production, the government has been encouraging the cultivation of cashew that suits with the climate of the far north region. Marie Otans Onana, regional coordinator of ANAFO.
The cashew nut is more profitable, lucrative, and has many uses. A kilogram of the processed black cashew is 25,000 francs. The government has been making various efforts to enhance its production.
While visiting some pilot projects in Bogo, Diamari Division, the governor of the far north region lauded the pioneering initiative of some locals, among them the Lamido of Bogo, and called on others to follow suit. Mijawa Bakari.
These initiatives demonstrate the determination of the people of the three northern regions to invest in the cashew business, which has grown rapidly over the last decade thanks to its health and nutritional benefits, and also it is solid in the fight against desertification. It is also very good for our climate and vegetation.
Meanwhile, cotton production is witnessing a boom in the region, and the Cameroon Cotton Development Company has earmarked the construction of another processing factory in Godola, Mary subdivision. The socio-economic tour of the governor enabled him to size up the potentials of the Mary division. Marwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. CPDM supporters in Dagala in Diamari Division of the far north region have been called upon to work extremely hard and be disciplined so as to win back the Dagala Council from the hands of the UNDP in upcoming elections. The call was issued by the head of the CPDM permanent delegation to the Diamari, Minister Yauba Abdullahi, while touring the Dagala, Bogo and Pete municipalities in the Diamari division to evaluate and follow up registration of supporters on electoral list. Henry Tatoy can be reports from CRTV Far North.
Working night and day to get the populace to register on electoral list and then vote for the CPDM. That is what the CPDM leaders in Dagala, Bogo and Pete municipalities in the Diamari Division Far North Cameroon have been doing recently in preparation for 2025 elections, much to the satisfaction of Minister Yauba Abdullahi, head of the CPDM permanent delegation to the Diamari, who taught the localities.
The grassroots leaders are really engaged to mobilize mobilize supporters to register on the electoral list, and they should just continue in that light. But most importantly, they should also meet the needs of the population in terms of roads, water, fight against poverty, so as to continuously win the hearts of the populace.
While evaluating the level of registration on the electoral registers, Minister Yauba Abdullahi told CPDM bigwigs in Dagala that they have to be diligent to regain the Dagala Council, now controlled by the UNDP.
There is a lot of work to be done in Dagala, and with our support, leaders here, we have to go out for more sensitization.
The CPDM barons, who also took stock of the hindrances to the registration of some supporters, will continue their tour to other sections in the Jamari in the days ahead. Dagala, Henry Dadowigambi, CLTV.
In news in perspective, health experts say 1 out of 4 people in Cameroon have smoked for the first time before the age of 10. According to reports from UNESCO, over 1.3 million deaths in the world are attributed to passive smoking. As a prelude to World No Tobacco Day tomorrow, the Cameroon Coalition for Tobacco Control is canvassing for the adoption of a national tobacco control law. Elizabeth Bomboniago.
According to the Tobacco Industry Interference Index 2023, Cameroon has a high level of tobacco industry interference in the development and implementation of tobacco control policies, with a score of 81% and a ranking of 18th out of 18 African countries. Dr. Marilyn Kemekeme, an addictologist at the Yaoundé Central Hospital, throws more light.
According to UNESCO, in Cameroon, 1 over 4 pupils have smoked for the first time before the age of 10, and 1 over 8 young people are, you know, at increased risk of tobacco-related death in adulthood. So we can see that children are often sent by adults to buy or light their cigarettes. Moreover, according to the WHO, 1.3 million deaths worldwide are attributed to passive smoking.
Mobilizing in prelude to the World No Tobacco Day, the Cameroonian Coalition for Tobacco Control believes with the introduction of the National Tobacco Law and the MOA decision, it will go a long way to control the consumption of tobacco in the country. Mfomi Sunday, a member of the coalition, ascertains.
The tobacco industry interference in public health policy needs to be combated. A tobacco control law should be adopted, should be enacted.
Tobacco is detrimental to one's health, as 8.9% of the population in Cameroon are active smokers, with close to 7 million passive smokers.
Elizabeth Mbomboniago reporting. 32 experts in artificial intelligence have begun sharing their knowledge and how artificial intelligence could help the public and private sectors in Africa to be more performant and better serve their populations. This is at the 7th edition of the African Competitive Intelligence Days that has gone underway in Yaoundé, with experts from various sectors in 38 African countries to share their know-how through panel discussions. Here now is the project coordinator of the 7th African Competitive Intelligence Days, Ngome Sharon, with the sum and substance of this year's forum.
Artificial intelligence is a massive tool and is going to shape the world forever and change the way we do everything. We have large masses of data that needs to be treated and analyzed, but the data is so large that human intelligence is too slow to treat this information, and so we can use artificial intelligence to analyze and use this information for decision making. So the purpose of these days is to show how concretely artificial intelligence can boost the performance of public and private actors in every sector, from education to healthcare to governance. Government officials are here to tell us how the state is leveraging the power of AI, how the state is apprehending AI, and how the state is helping and working for the integration of AI in our public and private processes throughout the nation and throughout Africa.
The project coordinator of the 7th African Competitive Intelligence Days, Ngome Sharon, talking to the CRTV. And the two-day forum has been organized by the African Center for Competitive Intelligence, whose executive president, Dr. Gigwet, noted that the conference will be a unique opportunity for the African public and private sector actors to avail themselves of latest advancements in AI and how it can boost the competitiveness of their performances at the global level. On to sports, the official opening ceremony of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour is currently taking place at the Marwa Grandstand. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwele Kombi, is presiding over the exercise. CLTV's envoy to Marwa, Harrison Ashu, is standing by the grandstand with updates. Hello, Harrison.
Good afternoon, Mankambe. Welcome to the Marwa Grandstand. The opening ceremony of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour will kick off here at 4 p.m. with the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwele Kombi, to preside over the event, like you mentioned earlier. The grandstand is slowly getting full, with the local population increasing in their numbers to witness the event. The excitement is visible on the faces of the children who are sitting opposite the stand to catch every moment of the ceremony. The cyclists from the 8 countries involved in the race are already in Marwa, and they are slowly making their way here. We have the Moroccan delegation already present. Just to remind our listeners that the participating countries in the event are Algeria, Morocco, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Côte d'Ivoire, France, Poland, and the host Cameroon. Manka, the real business will begin here in 30 minutes' time. Deren Ngele, Harrison Ashu reporting for the news at the Marwa Grandstand.
And we look forward to updates on that news item. Harrison Ashu, thank you very much. 147 athletes have been awarded medals today in Garoua in a closing ceremony in athletics for the 24th edition of the University Games in Garoua. CRTV's envoy to Garoua, Wilson Mingole, with updates.
There are 147 medals in number awarded in athletics in the 24th edition of the University Games in Garoua. 49 golds, 49 silvers, and 49 bronze.
I'm Sufo Serao from the University of Boya. Took part in four disciplines: long jump, triple jump, 4x100m relay, and 4x400m relay. And opportunity enough to grab a bronze medal in long jump with a performance of 6.87m and 4x100m bronze medal.
In Paralympics, the University of Douala tops the medal table with 7 medals, 4 golds, 2 silvers, and 1 bronze. In the general classification, the University of Yaoundé Toussoua is still leading with 27 medals. They are followed by the Institute of the Gulf of Guinea with 8 gold medals. Sianto University Institute is on the third spot with 8 gold medals, 6 silvers, and 6 bronze. Victor Bala Wilson Mengole on special assignment in Garoua.
In the meantime, officials of the Garoua General Hospital have been attending to athletes with injuries since the start of the University Games, as you tell us at Ufuza.
The Garoua General Hospital has achieved a significant milestone, setting new standards in patients' care. A state-of-the-art medical intervention is issued to all patients injured during these University Games. Equipped with a comprehensive technical platform, the medical team remains vigilant and dedicated to providing effective treatment and ensuring a swift recovery. Professor Amadou Mba is the Director General of the Garoua General Hospital.
When they come here, you have a particular corridor put in place, and then they are well taken care of. There are minor traumas, cranial trauma, shoulder trauma.
During an inspection visit to the Garoua General Hospital, the President of the National Executive Office for the National University Sports Federation, FENASU, Professor Roger Tafak Namfoso, conveyed his contentment for quality and effectiveness of the medical care.
Hospital situation of our student is good. People in charge are taking care of them in a good manner, so we are satisfied. And we do hope that from now to the end of the games, things will be better for everybody.
Since the start of the games, the Garoua General Hospital has handled 16 cases, and they are committed in ensuring the well-being of the students. Arthur Feuze, Angelin Patrick Mbala on special assignment in Garoua for the CRTV.
CLTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka Aambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messomo.
Bon après-midi. Conseil du cabinet ce jour à l'immeuble Étoile. L'enfance au cœur des travaux présidés par le Premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph Dion Gouté. Le travail des enfants, la protection de l'enfance confrontée au danger moral, le programme Tourisme, Vacances, Loisirs sont quelques sujets inscrits à l'ordre du jour. Des choix justifiés par les nombreux abus dont sont victimes les enfants pendant les vacances. Pour pallier ces problèmes, le gouvernement a élaboré une réponse multisectorielle en vue de leur éradication et s'emploie à faire aboutir aboutir le processus de révision de la liste des travaux interdits aux enfants. Lors de l'opérationnalisation de la Caisse des dépôts et consignations à Sony, créée à la faveur de la loi du 14 avril 2008 en vue de collecter et de rentabiliser les ressources dites oisives en les orientant vers l'accompagnement des politiques publiques, la CEDEC, longtemps restée en hibernation, rentre dans ses droits et somme les détenteurs des fonds qui lui sont dévolus à Saint-Rémy, à la nouvelle donne. Et attend désormais que toutes les structures publiques et privées et parapubliques mettent à sa disposition les comptes concernés. Une cérémonie d'enfouissement des reliques matérielles des soldats tombés au front dans le mémorial bâti en leur mémoire a eu lieu ce jour à l'esplanade du poste de commandement du génie militaire à Yaoundé. Un événement solennel présidé par le directeur du génie militaire, le colonel Jackson Kamgeng, en présence du haut commandement militaire, des familles des défunts et des ministres du culte. Le mémorial monument, doté d'un espace de recueillement, a été érigé sous très haute instruction du chef de l'État, chef des forces armées. Cacao, café, les opportunités de la filière en vitrine à Yaoundé à l'occasion du festival Cocoa & Coffee. Le rendez-vous international placé sous le thème « Valorisons le cacao et le café de nos terroirs » connaît une grande affluence. Au regard des multiples opportunités qu'offrent ces secteurs en matière de production, de transformation et de commercialisation, les acteurs de ce secteur se frottent les mains. Avec une fève de qualité ayant suscité un prix d'achat jamais atteint, ainsi que l'admission du Cameroun au sein des prestigieux clubs des pays producteurs du cacao, le pays peut être fier d'avoir opté pour une restructuration de la filière cacao. Enfin, 24e jeu universitaire. Les finales de tennis de table et de volley sont en cours à l'imprimerie et au parc Boisier de Garoua. Ce matin, l'atelier athlétisme a rendu sa copie par les finales du 4 x 400 mètres dames et messieurs, remportées respectivement par l'Université de Yaoundé 1 et l'Université Sciento. L'Université de Yaoundé 2 est toujours en tête du peloton dans cette course aux médailles, avec 27 médailles, dont 15 en or, suivies de l'Institut universitaire du Golfe de Guinée et de l'Institut universitaire Sciento. Madame, Monsieur, bonne suite à l'écoute de Launch on It.